Empty out your food holes and get those mouths ready for more. Because we're bringing you a bagel bite so big and tasty, you'll say, wait, does this really qualify as a bagel bite? What even is a bagel bite at this point? Has the concept lost all meaning? And to that, we say, bagel bites are more of a state of mind, so just shut up and listen already. This episode, we're two easy breezy tech-savvy Stevies as we share listener feedback from our psychedelic info dump, along with some helpful advice for consuming your shrooms sans side effects. Plus, we're learning about the possible origins of devil sticks, sharing book recommendations, fine-tuning our poetry, digging into the definition of an edgelord, and more.
They said that we'd grow out of it. Well, the joke's on them, that's just our brains. We're eccentric, loud, and stubborn. And most of our clothing is covered in stains. It's not a deficit of attention. There's just too much to think about. So if executive dysfunction becomes a little too much, if you forgot why you came in this room, or you're hypersensitive to touch, then put on your seamless socks and come join our little flock. Bitches stimming together, we're weirds of a feather. Weirds of a feather.
Ba 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 ba
ba da 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 da
ba 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 da 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 da
da da da da da da
da da da da da da
da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
You have had a day.
I have had a day.
It's quite the day.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got a call at 5:30 this morning because I had to go in for work. Sometimes I'm like, am I too close with the people I work with? They just call me on my personal phone 5:30 in the morning on a Sunday saying, good morning. I'm sorry to wake you from your sleep. And then they'll like dive into some like weird thing. But I'm like,
I mean,
that's weird.
Isn't that what being on call is?
Yeah. I'd rather get that, like a good morning call than my pager going off because it's terrifying.
Mm. Yeah. The call sounds nice.
Yeah. It's nice. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I always compare myself, not compare, but I always think of like what life would be like if you worked in more of like a corporate setting. If your boss called you with an emergency and said, hey, good morning, it's 5:30.
Well, hopefully you're not on call in a corporate setting.
Very true.
And if you are, it's a manufactured panic that is so unnecessary. What are you doing?
There's no emergencies in the corporate setting.
Gotta get those spreadsheets ASAP.
Those DPS reports.
Gotta see the KPIs. Like that business term right there.
I don't know what that is. I know what a deck is. I need a deck.
Key performance.
Why don't you share your deck?
Key performance indicator. And
oh.
Yes, a deck is just a slideshow, just a PowerPoint. Trying to sound fancy. It's just a PowerPoint. We all know it now. I didn't know it for a long time.
I only knew it from TikTok, from corporate TikTok, which I'm on. Why? I don't know.
Ew. Why?
Well, just like people complaining about their corporate jobs. I need to know.
Yeah, I like that stuff. I'm still on a lot of miniature TikTok, miniature Instagram. I've been following a bunch of miniature accounts under the Weirds of a Feather Instagram account, just so you know. That's why we get so many.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, should I send this to Grace? She must know about this.
And oh, then I'm seeing them.
She probably already does.
Yep. That's why we get so many. I love them. All right, we got to get this horse train on the road. You ready?
We sure do.
All right, welcome to Weirds of a Feather, an ADHD adjacent podcast. I'm your host, Grace Beret.
And I'm your host, Kristen Stanhope.
Stanhope.
I just forgot that.
You got it.
If I sound different, it's because I'm recording from away.
You're just so far away.
As in my own home, because of my job, I have to record at home today. I don't know how I was called in. I operated forever. I'm tired. And I didn't want to drive all the way down to Portland. And now I have a nice little setup.
And we're being
Christopher's closet.
We're being flexible Frannies. And we are recording virtually because look at us. We're so flexible, easy breezy.
And tech savvy.
Yep. No problems at all
there.
Yeah.
Except for some of us. It's me.
Hey, if you're listening to this, we've done it. We've pulled it off and you're so impressed with us. Call us Steve Jobs. Both of us. Call both of us Steve Jobs.
Did it.
Steve and Steven Jobs, please.
Steve and Steven Jobs.
Yep. Or the Steve.
Stevie and Steve.
Yeah. Mm. That's nice.
Which one would you be?
I would be, I think I like Stevie. I want to throw Stevie in there. I want to
like
be Stevie.
Stevie too, like Stevie Nicks.
All right. Should we both
be
Stevie?
I also want to be Stevie.
All right.
We're both Stevies.
All right. We're both Stevies. Brought to you by two Stevies. What is happening? We got to get going because this is a bagel bite.
Yes. So everybody, if you have food in your mouth, spit it out.
Yep. Get it out of there.
Yep. Get it out of there. Make room for just enough.
Yep. Because
we got a little taste, a little morsel coming your way.
A little nib.
A little bite. Bagel bite.
It's just a bite. When you have pizza on a bagel, you could have pizza anytime. Bagel bite. Brought to you by Bagel Bites.
But not really.
No.
But maybe.
I wish. We got to get them to sponsor us. Either that or they'll sue us for using their name. One or the other.
It
could happen.
Oh, yeah. I never really thought of that.
Right? We don't matter enough for that. But maybe put it on our list of goals. We'll matter enough for Bagel Bites to sue us.
To have to change a cease and desist.
Yeah. Manifest it, baby.
Yeah.
We can do it.
That's when we know we've made it.
Hell yeah. 2024. All right. I do not have a warm-up question for you because we've already chatted a bit and this is a bagel bite.
Okay.
We got to get going.
Yes.
So I have more of a warm-up comment for you.
Ooh, I love it.
All right. The sticks that you juggle with are called devil sticks.
Devil sticks.
And I know that because Boyle on Brooklyn Nine-Nine does the devil sticks.
It sounds erotic.
Yeah, it does
Doesn't
sound
it?
Erotic. Yeah. The devil sticks.
The devil sticks.
Well, I wanted to tell you very quickly where the devil sticks came from fireandflow.co.nz. This says
New Zealand.
Yeah. I would do a New Zealand accent, but everyone will become upset. So I will not. It's worse than my Australian accent. Yeah. You're welcome. So it's commonly believed that juggling sticks were used in ancient China over 2,000 years ago. Although there's no hard proof of this. But it's
was like, it's gotta be.
it's just sounds like it's right. They were referred to as the flower sticks due to the large tassels attached at each end of the baton. How do you say that word? Baton. Why am I struggling
like
with
this? Like
a baton. Oh, like a baton.
Yeah.
I get
like
it.
Not a baton.
I know.
But a baton.
Hey, I got there.
It's okay. I also don't know.
I'm tired. Exactly. We both can't read. A legend says that a troupe of Tibetan performers played in front of the Emperor of China. He was so blown away by their stick play, that he proclaimed there must be a devil spirit in the stick, giving it a life of its own, thus the name Devil Sticks. Isn't that fun?
No way that's a real story. I refuse to believe.
Well, according to fireandflow.co, there must be a devil in those sticks. Hey, what it says. That's what it says. I'm just going by what I'm reading online, No one's ever been led astray by that.
That's a wild story.
I know.
And whoever came up with that, I'm proud of you. But there's no way that's true.
You know, I'm going to believe it in my heart that it is true, and therefore it is so. And that's how facts work. So no further questions. All right, devil sticks. All right, Kristen, should we get into our little plishes?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, see if we can sync up. All right, you can see me, right? Can you see me?
I can see you.
All right. I'll do our countdown.
All right.
All right.
Okay. We'll give it a go.
All right. Little plishes.
Little plishes. There's no way
that lined up. But
you want to do a couple of them, or you want to just
nah? I think it's good enough.
Okay,
you know my style. It's good enough.
I do know your style.
All right, Kristen.
I know of it.
You know of it. What did you accomplish?
I showered.
Yeah, you did. Tell us more.
That's it. That's all I could.
Congratulations.
I did a lot of things. Yeah, this week, but I did shower today, which one, needed, and two, it's an effort. So
you got woken up at 5:30 a.m. and you showered?
Because I just needed to, I knew I was going to go into the OR. I knew it was going to be a long time. And I was like, I've got things to do today. I just need to like wake up a little bit more.
Mm.
And usually I would like get up and exercise or stretch or do something and like have a whole routine. But when you're kind of like rushing in the morning, I was like, I'm just going to go in. I'm going to do a little, it was like a quick, like, it wasn't an everything shower. It was just like a, just to wake you up shower. And then I was on my way.
All right. I'm proud of you. That's quite the accomplishment. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably need another shower, but whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatevs.
But Grace.
Yes.
Well, what did you accomplish?
I took the recycling out before it spilled over into a backup paper bag. Because we have like an inside recycling bin, and then we take it out to the outside recycling bin. Obviously, take that out for recycling day. But we're both, Ian and I are both really lazy about taking the inside recycling one, emptying it out. And it always like inevitably overflows. And we got to get a grocery bag, a paper grocery bag to like put extra stuff in. And then you got like two grocery bags and it just becomes out of control. And
First of all, proud of you.
Thank you.
Second of all, I love how you have like a designated backup paper bag. Like that's just standard.
I mean, it's not the same one every time. It's just we have a bunch.
No. You just have a bunch.
Yeah.
And those are your backup paper bag backups.
Yeah. Well, we use them for fires often. So we have like a bunch of them around, and also for the recycling, you know, because you never know when you're going to need a backup overflow paper bag instead of just walking outside. Never know.
They're multi-use.
Workaround. Absolutely. But yeah. Okay. Let's crack on into this thing.
Let's go. What do you got prepared for our mouths? was that a good way to start?
I think people are going to be upset by that one. All right.
They might.
So prepare your mouths, open those chompers, because I've got, it's actually not as much of a schmorg as usual. I have a couple different things, but let's get into them.
These are all things related to past episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
this is
Bagel
exciting.
Bite. Yeah. It's kind of like a listener focused Bagel Bite, which is what I kind of like feel like we should use our Bagel Bites for, especially now that we're getting more listener feedback and people are really like participating. I feel like we should be using these to, you know, report on poll results sometimes, talk about messages people have sent us. So I'm doing it. I'm taking the lead. We're going to talk about some listener feedback for some of our past episodes and just listener feedback in general.
All right. I love it.
All right. So the first thing I wanted to mention is that Susan, you guys know Susan. You guys love Susan. Yep.
We love her.
She's one of those listeners we talk about all the time. She is delightful. She sends us wonderful messages, always tells us how much she loves and appreciates us, and we just adore her. So Susan sent us an email letting us know that her daughter writes spicy books, because we were talking about it in an episode of like what spicy books we were reading, and she said that her daughter has written 4 spicy books and self-published them, which is incredible.
Yeah.
So
productive.
I know. Look at her go writing 4 books.
Writing books.
I can't even imagine. So the books are by Alice Daniels and Sailor Ann, S-A-Y-L-O-R. I don't know if one of those is a pen name or it's another author that Susan's daughter writes with, but one or both of those people is Susan's daughter. I wasn't quite sure. But she, like I said, she has self-published 4 books on Amazon. They're called Tip of My Tongue, How Do I Tell You?, Give Me a Minute, and Flowers in Your Hair, A Small Town Romance. And they all seem like they're like small town romance novels. I haven't read any of them personally yet, but they all have really good ratings on Goodreads, like 4.0 and above. And so, I don't know, they seem like they've gotten great responses so far. They seem like cozy, nice reads. So if you're looking for a cozy, nice read with a little bit of romance and spice in there, you should definitely check them out.
Yeah. I have Flowers in Your Hair in my Amazon cart.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
You got to let us know what you think.
I like how it has like a non Flowers in Your Hair. It could be a book about anything, you know?
Yeah. It could be about flowers.
It's not like
in
an
your
overtly
hair.
Sexual title. Like some books I've read where I'm like, well, I can't bring this in public.
Like, grab him by the dick too, ready to ride.
Well, like.
Love that one.
Like, yeah. Well, that one. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You know
I don't
want to
call out any books in particular because I don't want to badmouth any books because I can't imagine how hard it is to write a book. But sometimes the titles are a little bit too much to like let's say you were like on the train.
As you often
titles.
Are. You're always reading on a train. Yeah, I guess when you would take the tea. Yeah.
But there's certain books that, like, don't go out in public.
Yes, they're staying
and some that
books.
Do.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just me. And maybe some people are, like, totally fine with titles like that.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah. You'll have to let us know how it is. Yeah, I don't know how spicy they are. It doesn't sound like they're 10 out of 10 spicy. It sounds more like romance. So let us know the spice level. Yeah, and let us know what you think.
I'm excited to read them.
Yeah, so thank you for that recommendation, Susan, and congrats on your daughter writing and publishing 4 books. That's incredible.
That's an incredible accomplishment.
The idea of writing a book is so crazy to me because I always just want to like be done with things right away, and I feel like it makes me anxious to think about like working so slowly on something. You know, I just want to like be done now.
You're a novella type of girl.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe to write those novellas.
Maybe even a limerick.
Oh, yeah.
I know you love a limerick.
Poems.
Yeah. I could get into short poems, haikus.
Yeah. I just found a local bar has poetry night where you can just go up and read your poetry.
You should do it.
I was thinking about altering my Jimbo song and going up there and reading my
God.
Poem about
Please
Jimbo.
Do. I would come snap for you.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Only if you wear
I'll
a
let
beret.
You know.
Okay.
I gotta muster up the courage, and maybe I'll get some other poems. But well, maybe that's something we can do. We can write poems to each other.
Sure, that'd be a good way to work on your bravery. You know, of like being perceived in public.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you write poems? Let us know.
Yeah.
You can DM us or however you communicate with us.
Email
Are you a
us.
Poem writer?
Telepathy.
I haven't written a poem since like elementary school.
Jimbo the Florida Man, I would say, was a poem/song. What's the difference
it
between a poem and
a song?
It was a
poem trying to be a song, but I think it should just remain a poem.
Okay. So you have written a poem then.
I have to modify it back into a poem.
You can do it and I believe in you. Okay. On to the next segment. I got some great feedback about our psychedelic episode. So I wanted to share some listener feedback about that. What episode was that? 80? Yes. Right?
No. Was it?
Yeah. Let me check. Cue the music.
It was 80. God damn.
I knew it.
Why did
Fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. That was too extreme. But yes, it was number 80 where it's called Psychedelic Spring Cleaning. Is that it?
Yes.
We had some anonymous feedback that I wanted to share since we're talking about drugs.
Drugs.
Some of these will be anonymous. Jeez. But someone said, I've been trying ketamine for my depression because I've been on 4 different antidepressants in the last year with 0 change to my depression. So I decided to give ketamine a try. I'm using the Mind Bloom company, and I'm currently 3 sessions into the 6. And after the first session, my depression was basically gone. It's insane that it worked that fast. I finally feel like a normal person again, which is just like so incredible that literally
That's
after
crazy.
I know after the first session they just felt better, and now after
felt
only
better.
3 yeah their depression is just
it's almost
like
we need to look into this more.
It's almost like this might be a legitimate way to treat these problems that the pharmaceutical company has just been lobbying against. All right, she went on to say I was asking her questions about just like what it felt like. And they said the first session felt like I was deeply relaxed, like when I'm getting a massage. The second one, they bumped up my dosage a little bit, but it was just a mellowed out feeling with the sound being a little intense, but in a good way. And the third session dosage was bumped up again. I'm the person who always has to have a higher dosage because genetics, I guess. The third one felt like the second. I just want to have the visuals and thoughts like other people have. And they said, I have been in a constant depressive state for the last 6 years or so, and to feel like my old self is such a welcoming feeling. I hate that doctors just push antidepressants, especially when they have negative side effects for most people, instead of looking at natural remedies.
One, I think that's lovely.
Right?
I'm really happy for them, because to struggle with depression for that long and to try all the things, and she's, or they are absolutely right that all these drugs, they do have side effects. And you know, maybe one day we'll find out that mushrooms have like really bad side effects. But if you're only using it like once a month, once every 3 months.
Yeah, that's the thing about these ketamine treatments. It's like, yeah, if you're only doing 6 of them total, and obviously they're spread out, then I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what side effects you could have, you know, compared to taking a daily pill. Just seems like common sense, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Isn't that so cool? It was so wonderful to hear that feedback, that it's not just you know, things we're reading online. It's people who listen to this podcast who have experienced this incredible change on just like a few small treatments.
And also, they said that they were a person who just needs higher doses because genetics will...
Yep.
One, it could be genetics. Maybe you're a fast metabolizer, which means you've got a great liver. So congrats on your liver.
There's that.
There you go.
Sorry about the depression. Congrats on the liver. And I guess the depression's going away. So
congrats
on that,
congrats too. Congrats on that.
And
that's awesome.
Mind bloom. When they said that, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I have seen advertisements for that. So I guess that's a place that you guys could check out if you're interested in learning more about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Mind bloom. Yeah, I've seen some ads
Mind
for it.
Mind bloom.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We also had some responses about our mushrooms portion of that episode in the Facebook group. So I wanted to share a couple comments that people left because I thought they were just cool to hear. So Doula Josephine says, what a great episode, all caps. As a citizen scientist mushroom forager, the hyperfocus / special interest of a forage is such great medicine, not to mention the medicine itself. I listened to this and 5 other episodes while driving a really long way with my kids in the back to find mushrooms.
Oh.
So that's nice.
Also, what a resume.
I know, right? Citizen that scientist sucks. Mushroom forager.
You should have that in all caps at the top of your resume.
Yeah.
Be hired anywhere.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I thought that getting that feedback from that person was especially great because that's, you know, that makes it legit.
Yeah.
A legit mushroom person liked our episode. I'm pretty proud of that.
Woo woo.
Yeah. I feel like we should get into foraging. That's a really cool thing to do with your kids too. You know, it's a way to all get outside. I love looking for things, you know, just like in general.
I love looking for things. I like a good mission.
Yeah, that's what's so fun about doing the bones, the animal bones. You need a job.
I'm
just
like
in general.
A working dog.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
I
only
need a job.
You're only happy when you're searching for something.
Yeah. I need to be told what to do.
Yeah, but really, I agree. It gives you like a direction for your outdoor play, and then you're like there to do something. So I feel like you're more motivated to do it. It's like people who do what's it called? Where you have to like go follow the clues and like find.
Oh, geocaching.
Geocaching.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cache, not catch.
Cache.
That's like Pokemon.
Yeah. Gotta cache them all.
Yeah.
A geocache company better be using that tagline. Gotta cache them all. That's pretty good, right? Guys,
that
use it if you
good.
Want.
It's clever. It's clever.
Yeah. It's something. Did you have anything else to add to that?
No, I thought I did. It just, I lost it.
That's all right.
I was just lost in a daydream.
That's all right. It's out to sea. All right. Angela on Facebook says, such an amazing episode. I have been microdosing for a couple of years and I swear by it. Keep up the great work, ladies. So another great response to our episode. And I love hearing that people are microdosing and really benefiting from it.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I expected nothing less from our fans to have like lots of responses about this. So I'm just, one, I'm happy I'm right. And two, I'm proud of you all.
I know. Yeah, I'm also proud of you all. I knew you wouldn't disappoint us. Then someone else anonymously shared about mushrooms, and that kind of led me into just wanting to chat a tiny bit about how to make the process of consuming mushrooms easier, because like the one side effect that people do report from mushrooms is just like a belly ache, because they can make you pretty nauseous and sometimes you'll throw up. So I just wanted to like give a little bit of information about how to make that process easier. So someone anonymously shared, "I just listened to the psychedelics episode and I have some experiences to share. I tried them when I was staying at an off-grid cabin, and you remember the scene when the guy is vomiting in Team America? That's what I looked like. So I made a tincture, and that works way better."
Okay, I know exactly what she'd be.
I knew you would. Yeah, so
that's awful.
Lots of people have that experience of, like, something in the mushrooms. It seems like scientists aren't fully sure exactly what it is in the mushrooms, but something about like the process of digesting it can make you feel pretty nauseous and just like give you a really gassy stomach, and that can ruin your experience. So I just wanted to share.
I think regular mushrooms give me gassy stomach.
Do they? I don't really notice that, but I also don't eat that many regular mushrooms.
It's true. They're high in fiber, right? Mm.
I don't know. And sounds right.
Yeah. I think mushrooms make you gassy. I think that's just, I don't know.
Well,
compared to psychedelic mushrooms, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that, actually. I hadn't even thought about that. So there are some ways to make the experience a little more pleasant. So for those of you who live in a place where shrooms are legal, you can turn them into a tincture, like that person said, which is the process of soaking mushrooms in Everclear alcohol. And it's like there's more to it than that, but you can look up how to do that online. And you can do that for any type of mushroom. Like Kristen, you and I just bought those mushroom tinctures at that weird craft festival.
We did.
Yeah. And I got a cordyceps one and you got a lion's mane one, and you can just like,
I was going to bring it down today.
And then you didn't come down.
Yep.
But you can add it to like tea. You can put it under your tongue. Although you did that last week when you were down here, and based on your face, you did not enjoy it. So
yeah, I'm still doing it with the lion's head
mane.
It's pretty awful.
Lion's
mane. I don't know. Maybe I should put it in my coffee, but
you're still doing under the tongue.
Yeah.
Why? Put in your coffee. I put in my tea. I can't even taste it at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just put it in something.
Oh.
Why are you doing that to yourself?
Well, sometimes I don't drink all my coffee. I want to make sure I get a full dose.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Put in something that you will...
Like a shot of coffee?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess I could do that.
Yeah. But it apparently helps our brains work good. And so, you know, you can make tinctures out of any type of mushroom. You can also grind mushrooms up into a powder using either a mortar and pestle or a coffee grinder. And then you could put them into like a food or drink, like pudding or a tea. Or you could even put it into an empty pill capsule and take it like that, which works really well for microdoses. You can just get like empty gelatin pills capsules on Amazon. Just don't get the super giant ones. They come in different sizes. Otherwise, you'll be like choking that horse pill down.
How do you like... But do you have like a special micro funnel to get the stuff into the cap?
Yeah, you can do that. Or they also sell like little kits of little tools that have like little shovel, like a little kind of like they look like little gardening tools, but they're like super teeny tiny.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could do something like that. And they're made for that in general, of just like being able to fill up capsules with, I don't know, different types of powder that you're consuming, whether illegal or legal.
Huh. I wonder what other people use those for.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Go down the rabbit hole of that, of who's buying those kits. But
who's buying these?
Who's buying all these kits? But shrooms in general just taste like really, really terrible, so I've heard. So I highly recommend taking them as a capsule or disguising the taste in some way, because it's like truly, I mean, at least for us super tasters anyways, it is truly terrible. Also, I'm going to do... Today, I worked on writing an informative info dump about super tasting. So get ready for that in the future.
Oh, I can't wait to see how bad at tasting things I am.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, there's like non-tasters.
You are a super taster.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how bad you are at tasting things.
Oh.
I swear you like don't have taste buds.
I just choke it down.
Yep. Sustenance.
It's a mix between not caring and not being able to taste.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested to talk about that. But with mushrooms, so digesting the fruit bodies, aka the actual mushrooms, is really what upsets your stomach. So you can also break up your dried mushroom pieces. Like, just, you can tear them up with your hands, or I don't know, break them up with something, but just like tear them up into little pieces and steep those in hot water for 20 minutes and like add a tea bag too. And then you can strain out the actual mushroom chunks and just drink the tea. And that will help to cut down on the nausea because you're not actually like eating those little pieces. And then
it's a fiber. I swear. No, it's not the fiber. It's probably something else, but
yeah, I think it's,
it could be.
I don't know if it's the fiber. I mean, you're not having that many mushrooms. Well, I guess you are because you dehydrate them, and they would be a good amount of mushrooms if they were wet. So I don't know. It's probably the fiber plus something else in there. That's like, well, because essentially it's like, isn't it? It's not like a toxin, but it's, I mean, something's happening to your brain because of this mushroom. Like, you know, like it's doing something to your brain and your system. I don't know.
Yeah. You're looking for the mechanism of action is what we would call that in the pharmaceutical world.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
I don't know if we know that. Yeah. We're going to talk about it soon when I talk about drugs.
Yeah.
As in pharmaceuticals.
Womp womp.
It's way less.
Not as fun as my drugs. Yeah. My drugs are more fun. All right.
Yeah. Your drugs are way more fun.
Yep. So you can also do what's called a lemon tech, which is where you just add lemon juice to your tea. And tech just means technique. Don't let the pretentious assholes on Reddit like make you feel bad for not knowing that. It literally just means technique. But it's like T-E-K is how they spell it. But the lemon juice.
It sounds fancy.
I know. And it does sound fancy. The r/shrooms group on Reddit can be like just full of dicks. So just keep an eye out for that. There's some cool, nice people on there that will like help you. But, you know, anyone in any Reddit community, but especially communities like that where it's like you get a bunch of edge lords, you know, who think that they've like discovered the universe and had an ego death. Yeah.
What's an edge lord?
An edge lord is someone who just thinks that they are, I don't know what like the technical term is, but it's essentially someone who like thinks that they are super cool because they're into these kind of like obscure interests and hobbies. Like kind of like niche nerds, you know?
Like a pretentious dick.
Like a pretentious nerd asshole.
Okay.
Is kind of how I would put that.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I learned a new thing.
Kind of want to give you an actual definition.
Little plish.
Little
plish. I learned a new thing.
Yeah. So from the dictionary says, an edgelord is a person who affects a provocative or extreme persona, especially online, typically a man.
Even the internet's like taking men down.
Yeah, exactly. It's often men. Yeah. And their example sentence is, edgelords act like contrarians in the hope that everyone will admire them as rebels. Oh, that's pretty poetic.
That is really poetic. What?
Right?
Who wrote this?
I know.
AI?
Someone's roasting
coming up with poetry.
Yeah.
Roasting men and then coming up with like beautiful limericks.
Yeah. Yeah. So they just like say, you know, they deliberately talk about like controversial, offensive, or taboo subjects in order to like shock people and appear like edgy. It's all, you know, you get like the devil's advocate and like the
type of shit.
Oh,
I hate those people.
Yeah. That just like they're not actually contributing anything to society. So, edgelord, you learn something new.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now I'm going to use it in the real world.
Oh, please do. Add it to your zeitgeist.
Edgelord.
Yeah. Call everyone that.
I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. So the lemon tech, the lemon juice helps to break the mushrooms down. So your stomach doesn't have to do quite as much work to digest them. So then by the time it like gets to your stomach, some of the work's already been done for you. And this also makes it hit like a little faster/harder. So just beware of that. But the lemon juice, yeah, is really helpful for breaking it down. And also it helps to mask the flavor of the mushrooms a lot. So I don't know, load your tea up with lemon juice. That's what I would do. And then finally, some people say that eating a banana like 20 to 30 minutes before taking the shrooms will help with the nausea. So that's another trick you can try.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why exactly, but so I don't know, something about a banana. I think like half a banana does the trick, but you could eat the whole banana.
Half a banana?
That, remember back when we were all like just had casual disordered eating as if it was normal because we would just like, I don't know, it was in every magazine.
Yeah, because like the 90s and stuff.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. I remember in the early 2000s, like reading in magazines to eat half a banana. I'm like, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Little ED trick right there. But
only half.
Yeah. Please. I'm on
those are like people in the office who someone brings in donuts and they go, I'm just going to cut this in thirds or halves or something. Commit to the whole donut.
Yeah. That's now your donut.
You know? You got your grubby hands all over this donut. Just take the whole thing. You're going to come back for another half later. So just commit.
My mom will always do that with like desserts at home, not like in an office. But she'll always cut her desserts up into little pieces and be like, I'm just going to have like a third of it. And then she'll inevitably eat the whole thing. But I think it makes her feel better.
Yeah, we know you're coming back for the whole thing.
Yeah, just lean into it. Come on.
Lean in.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right, and the final thing I have to say about these mushrooms is that no matter how you're going to consume them, make sure that you are weighing your mushrooms out. You really need a 100-gram scale that can measure to 0.01 grams so you can get, you know, a really accurate measurement, and they're like $10 on Amazon. So if you're going to do this and you live in a place where it's legal, get one of those scales. Taking a guess at how much mushrooms you're taking is always a bad idea. Like the weight can vary so much. Sometimes they can look kind of small but really be very dense, so it's really hard to eyeball it, and you don't want to have a bad time. You know, this is all about like take it slow. Less is better than too much. You don't want to like, you know, send yourself into psychosis, which is rare, so don't be like worried about that, but just like take it step by step. Don't try to do what's called like a hero's dose and take, you know, 5 grams all at once. Like work your way up, see how it feels, get comfortable, you know.
A hero's dose. These new terms I'm learning.
Yeah. Well, yeah. On the Reddit mushrooms group, you'll learn a lot, but I don't even know if that is it. I think that is a hero's dose. I don't know. But people are just so stupid on there too, where they're like, I took like 12 grams. It's like you could fuck yourself up for life. It's just stupid.
Yeah, so, your liver.
Yeah. Start slow, start with a micro dose and just like get used to the feeling, see how it feels. These can be a wonderful gift to you and really help you with like depression and your mindset and everything. So, you know, don't.
So we've read.
Yeah. Yeah. The articles say.
This is all per research.
Yes. And yeah, weighing them out, the dried mushrooms weigh 1/10 of what wet mushrooms weigh. So that was a hard sentence. So whenever you hear people talk about like dosage amounts, just know that they're always talking about a dried weight. Like I was talking about, a micro dose is 0.2 to 0.5 grams. So you can consume them wet, but just be aware of the weight difference, and also beware that they're going to be disgusting and wet and slimy. I'm just like, so some people don't mind the taste, but I personally, from what I've heard, they are quite pungent. So I don't know. Just you don't want to associate that smell or that taste with like nausea. So I don't know. I just say mask them as much as possible. And oh, and thank your mushrooms, you know, thank them for the gift that they're going to give you. Make it kind of like a little ritual, because it's really nice. You know, it's this wonderful gift from the earth. And I just think that's like a lovely practice to incorporate some kind of like talking to your mushrooms and thanking them. That's my little woo-woo mushroom input. Yeah, you know?
All right.
All right.
For the research.
Yeah, for research. And that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah, it's a bagel bite.
Well, bagel bite. Well, my mouth is full.
Yeah? Stuffed to the brim?
Yeah.
Good.
Stuffed to the brim with mushrooms.
Couldn't fit another bite.
Couldn't fit another bite. It was lovely. I like all this feedback we get from our listeners.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you guys for writing in and posting on our Facebook and DMing us. We really do love hearing your feedback. It's so fun to release an episode and then get your own personal experiences or your little additional tidbits or like facts we didn't know about this thing. It's really fun to hear from all of you. You all have such a wide amount of knowledge and experiences and input. And it's just like so fun to hear from you guys. So keep writing us in. You can email us at weirdsofafeather@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group, Weirds of a Feather. You can follow us on Instagram. You can DM us. You can get in on our polls every Monday night, Tuesday night?
Monday night. Technically, Monday night is when they go up.
Yes.
Go up on Monday. Yeah. And they come down on Tuesday.
Kristen's been crushing the polls. So if you want to give your feedback on the things
people
we talked
about. People have been crushing the polls. Lots of people have lots of things to say. And I always like when I make a poll and you're not the only one who has the issue where there's not enough options.
Mm.
I forget what poll it was, but I got a lot of feedback about how there wasn't enough options and next time to put more options because it's not a simple yes or no answer.
I agree. Because you're talking to a neurodivergent audience, so there need to be
I'm trying to, but
a
sometimes I just, all I want to know is a simple yes or no.
It's not that simple.
Yay or nay.
Sometimes it's like, depends.
But if it had to be,
no.
It could be.
I choose death. I can't choose. We need more options. That is my only feedback on your polls. You're doing a wonderful job with them, but I stand with the people. In that we need more options. We need representation for those of us who cannot choose a simple yes or no, because it always depends.
I love the ones that are like, so this poll, I can't say either or, but this is what I think. And then it's like three paragraphs later. And I'm like,
one of us. Succeeded. Yep, exactly. We've created these monsters. Yeah.
And we really have. Yeah.
And I love it. All right, those are all our socials. Oh, you can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/weirdsofafeather. You can, if you live in an area where college kids are protesting for pro-Palestine, which, again, just means we want to stop funding Israel. Israel is bombing people in Palestine, and, that is bad. I feel like to simplify it, bombing people is bad.
It's crazy that this is like a thing that's being debated.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
That we even have to like explain our positioning on.
Right. Innocent people and aid workers and children are being murdered and bombed. And there's a genocide happening. And they're like, wow. Like, how are we debating this?
I know.
Like it seems very simple. But for some reason, it has to be complicated.
It's infuriating. And it's also a matter of, freedom of speech. Of these are students having peaceful protests. If you watch footage that's not like propaganda, you can see people that are literally like singing and dancing. And it's not anti-Israel or anti-Jewish protests. It's literally just pro-Palestine. That's what it is.
Right. They're just hanging out.
Yes, they just want to be left alone and let people like live on their land peacefully.
Someone on TikTok posted their college's protests like schedule, and it was like kite making, and you're like,
yeah, exactly,
yoga, and I'm like, we're calling the police in for this.
Yeah, they're like kites, send in the National Guard.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Get the riot shields.
Yeah, these kids are dangerous.
Those make their kites.
Those kites can poke an eye out. Yeah.
I just hate our country so much.
I know. But if you live in an area where those protests are going on and you want to do something to help, you can bring by bottles of water. You can drop off snacks. You can bring blankets if you have any extra tents or sleeping bags or anything like that. Anything is helpful. And, I think just supporting those students who are protecting all of our right to freedom of speech, which should be an inalienable right in this country. All you guys talking about
that's like our
your First
one.
Amendment. Yeah. First Amendment's right there. So if you really care about freedom of speech, you should care about these students doing a peaceful protest. Mm-hmm. So, giving them any way to keep the fight going is wonderful. So yeah, if you can, drop them off some water or snacks, that would be really helpful in showing them your support and care. And there's like wonderful videos coming out of Palestine of kids saying that they've seen college campus protests and they're thanking them. And it's just like so lovely that it legitimately is making a difference. And like, think of how great that is to see when you're in Palestine and you're just feeling like, you know, do you have any hope mm-hmm. in this genocide? And then you see that there are American people that are like standing up and that don't support what right. our country is doing. It's just like really wonderful.
It's fantastic. Also, if you are at this protest, especially if you, this is what I've heard on TikTok, which I take as like law now. Mm. If you're at these protests, especially if you're like in the majority, so if you're like a white male, a white female, like cishet, don't, what's the word I'm looking for?
Antagonize the police.
I antagonize the police.
Yes. Stand on the front lines as shields, but yeah, don't antagonize yeah. them.
Yeah, because they're just looking for something to, you know, bring out the tear gas and the batons. And I hate to say that, but it's absolutely true.
Yep.
These are supposed to be peaceful protests, but so do not antagonize. And when you do that, you're not putting just yourself at risk, but you're also putting everybody around you at risk.
Yep.
So we don't want anybody getting hurt. These are peaceful protests. And you know, it sucks because, you know, the police suck, but the big thing is to be safe.
Yeah, because they'll really take it out on people of color the most.
They
so,
will, yeah, because, you know, if we haven't learned anything from history, it's that the police love taking it out on people of color.
Yeah, so
which sucks.
Yeah, don't give them a reason. So, yeah, let's keep it peaceful. And, yeah, I'm very proud
of
this next generation of students.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And, you know, faculty have joined in, you know?
Yep. Some of them.
Some of them have, like, been like, get more police in there. And, you know, but it's actually caused a couple colleges to cut receiving funding from Israel.
Yeah. All right. We got to stop. We got to end this thing.
All right. We could go forever. Yep. Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Let's talk it out.
All right.
Bye. That's how my bird feels right now. It's just
screaming. Okay, see ya.
I don't know if that was a bird.
I don't know what that was.